You know, I'm a pilot. I have a pilot's license, and I was flying one day. I'm not a Tully. I'm not one of these guys that lands on the river, so if you were wondering that. But I do know how to fly an airplane, and I have my pilot's license. And I was flying along one day, and it was a beautiful day. I mean, the trees were green. It was clear out and crisp, and I was just flying along enjoying it, you know. I don't know if you've ever been there, but about that time, I noticed that there was no power being added to my airplane, and the airplane was beginning to settle a little bit. And I'm thinking, this can't be right. And I look around, I do my emergency checklist, and I run through all the little things that they tell you to do to try to fix your airplane while it's flying, and nothing worked. So the trees were beginning to look a little different now. They were not so pretty. I thought, you know, landing an airplane on top of a tree is not the best. Believe me, it doesn't make for a good landing. So I was sitting there thinking, all I can see is trees. So I start turning my airplane around real easy, real slow, keeping my wings level, trying to turn my airplane around. And I'm looking, and all of a sudden I look down, and there's an airport right there. And I just said, now, before I did all this, I was sitting there and I was thinking, my heart was beginning to beat, you know, I don't know about you, but I was beginning to sit there and think, I was getting a little nervous, way nervous. And so finally, I just, you know, I pulled on my great theological understanding and I said, Jesus! That's all I had. But, you know, Jesus hears us when we do that. When we grab God by faith, he hears our call. He responds to what we say. And I'm telling you, all I had to do was cry out to Jesus. And then here was this airport right before me. And I just landed my little airplane. It was carburetor ice, and it melted off. And the airplane ran fine. So it was just one of those situations, you know, where there was a lot of moisture in the air. Anyway, praise God for his faithfulness. Thank God that he comes through for us. It wasn't an unusual thing for Jesus to come through for me, because he is the one who calls upon us and says, I am going to take you in my love. He doesn't say, well, if you act a certain way, if you're just perfect, I'm going to do things for you. No. He says, if you will open your heart to me, if you will allow me in your life, I am going to take you and embrace you with my perfect love. The love of God is perfect. It doesn't come up short. He doesn't grab you, and he could have very easily. There were probably things that I should have repented for that morning. But you know what? God doesn't grab you and say, this is where you failed, and that's why your airplane's going into the trees. No. What he says to you is, well, just like Peter, and you know, Don was talking about it this morning, about Peter stepping out of the boat. And this was really amazing to me, how God worked in that situation. Now, I don't know if you've read this story, but in the story, especially in my little children's Bible that I carry with me all the time, it's the New Living. It's really pretty easy to understand, and that's what I need, and praise God, he meets me right where, at my point of need. He takes us where we are. And sometimes we will get in that situation where we say, well, I'm going to walk in this understanding. I'm going to take this thing and I'm going to go with God. And God is taking us and he's grabbing us and he's taking us into positions where we walk in the victory that he's called us to. And that's what Peter was doing. They were being required. He said, now here's what I want you to do. Get in the boat and I want you to go to the other side. He didn't leave them options. There was things that they had to do. Sometimes we just have to be obedient. Those guys were obedient. They were doing what they thought they were supposed to do. And so they got into the boat, and they took off, and they went down for a ways. And pretty soon, what happened? Waves came up. and there was wind blowing against them. Have you ever had opposition? I mean, these guys got into the boat confidently. Why? Because there were fishermen with them. They were doing this every day. They knew exactly what to do. They knew that they were going to get to the other side. But you know, these waves and wind came up. And now we always have a choice. There's always a choice when opposition comes to us, and it will. As Christians, we will face opposition to what we are supposed to do. It happens. But now they had a choice. They could have trusted what Jesus said to them. Get in the boat and go to the other side. They were going to make it. But they got into fear. They were in fear. And then when Jesus, now he had told them to get in that boat. He told them to go to the other side. And he spent time. He had the other people leave. And then he went up into the mountain. And he spent time with God. Got full of the Lord. And that's what the Lord is encouraging us to do. To get with him. To spend time with him. And get into that place where we are established in him. We're strong. Well, he went to that place. And he was there and he came out. And, you know, he probably expected a boat to be there. But he didn't have a boat. So what did he have to do? He had to walk on the water. He took off across the water. Here's my wife handing me water. So, I don't know if you've ever been in that situation before, where you had to walk on the water. But if you go try it today, I don't know too many people that have done it. You might be the exception. But Jesus got in that place where he was walking on the water, and he got up near the boat, and the guys looked at him. And now remember what had happened to them. They had gotten into the place of fear. They were looking at these waves. They were looking at this wind. And they were saying, it's not going to work. I'm not going to get there. I don't know about you, but I've been in that situation. I know exactly what that feels like. Where you just think, man, I'm in trouble in this situation. I don't have the means to make this happen. But you know what? I went to the doctor one time, and he said, you know what? You have cancer. And I looked at him, I said, really? Now, I had a choice right then what to do. Look at the situation or look at what Jesus said about me. Jesus said I was healed by the stripes of Jesus. Jesus said that I was an overcomer. Jesus said that I was going to walk it out and walk in that place of victory. And life was going to flow in me. And so I said, well, okay, this is what Jesus said. And I began to feed myself that. I began to listen to tapes when I went to sleep at night. I would, when I wake up in the day, instead of watching television, I'd sit there and I'd get the word out. And I'd say, okay, what does the word say? The word says you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I began to get so full of the word of God that when it came down to it, I turned around and I got a big smile on my face, and Nancy comes out. She says, well, I've got cancer. This is two of us. I'm like, God, come on. I've been reading the word. Why? Because I needed to stand with her. I needed to be in that position of power, not just for myself. Have you noticed that almost every time you fill up on something like that with God, it's not just for self? It's people around us every day that are there. They're needing us to be strong in God, to be full of his life, to walk in the place of victory that God's called us to do. Not just for self, but it works for us. But for those that are around us, we're able to put our arm of faith around them and say, guess what? You're going over. You're not going under. You're going to make it. You're not going to be stopped by this thing. This opposition that's trying to grab you will not hold, because it cannot stand against the greater one that's inside of us. Oh, man, we are in a position of life that is awesome. And so praise God. You know, I was thinking about David, as a young shepherd boy. Now, here's a guy who was told to do the lousiest job that could possibly happen to him. The worst, to be a shepherd. I mean, you smell like the sheep. You're out there with them all the time. You spend nights out there. It's not a pleasant job. It's horrible. And yet, David had a choice to make when he walked out with that. Now, he could have said,
"How comes, God? I'm called to be a king. I want to walk in my victory. I want to walk."
Well, yes, we all want to walk in the victory. But instead of doing that, he began to praise God. He began to worship him. And what happened? Lions and bears came out of the woods to eat his sheep. Now, come on. That's not fair either. But David had something greater on the inside of him. He stood against that thing. He said, "No, you will not have my sheep. You will not take my sheep." And sometimes he took a stick. Now, if you go to a zoo, don't take a stick and hit a bear. It's not good. It's not going to work out well for you. But he had a stick and he had the power of God upon him. Whack! He hit that thing and it dropped that little sheep and he ran off. Why? Because he had gotten in a position in God so that he was walking in a place of victory that God's called each one of us to walk in. He was wanting us to be in that place. And he's put David in the Bible not just to say David's such a great guy, but to say David has been called to a position. And next thing you know, what did you hear about? He was called by his dad, said, "Hey, I've got another little job for you. I want you to take food and stuff to the troops." Not a real pleasant job, not a great place. But while he was there, he found out about Goliath. Now, Goliath was not just talking about how great Goliath was. He was talking about how deficient and unbelievably absent was the living God. He was speaking against God. And he began to speak against God. And David had this anger come up within him. And he said, "Wait a minute. He's talking about my God. He's talking about the one we've come in covenant with. He's talking about the one that said we'll go over and we won't go under. He said that we're going to make it. And why is he allowed to do this?" Well, because he stands 9 foot tall. He holds a spear that's as big around. And, oh, he's going to go through. No, these guys were all cowed by that. But David did not look at the natural. David looked at the supernatural situation. He was able to take this thing that was trying to hold him and grip him and take him down. He was able to take it because he'd spent time with the living God. He'd gotten into that same place that Jesus got into when he walked on the water. He had supernatural ability when he took those rocks and he took that rock and swung it at the giant. Probably, usually the giant would take a shield, bing. Ah, too bad, kid. But no, he wasn't able to. He didn't move. He didn't move quick enough. All of a sudden, he was taken down. Why? Because of the ability that was within David that was deposited there from the living God. We have that same ability to step into this place with God and allow the greater one to rise up big within us. And we can take this thing and run with it and go to places that we have not known. David didn't know anything about being a warrior, and yet he became a great warrior. Why? Because the greater one was in him. He was able to move into a place where he was victorious in Christ, in God. So God wants us to step into that place. Now, David did that. But, a lot of times, you've got to take this into the brackets that it was given. Here were these guys. Now, these were the great people that Jesus was depositing stuff into, his disciples, 12 of them. I mean, that was it. And these guys were falling down. They were scared. They saw those waves. They saw the wind. They were afraid. I don't know if you've ever been out in a boat when it's not real comfortable out there, but it can get bad, real quick. And you're thinking, this little boat is not going to make it, you know. Now, I've been in that situation, and I'm telling you, I understand what they were going through, but I also understand who our God is. And Peter had that understanding. And so when Jesus walked up, of course, all these guys were in fear. They're like, now we've got a ghost. Oh, man, we are really not going to make it. You know, fear. Fear has no reason. You can't reason fear away. You can stand against it. You can walk in the place of life. And Peter, he looked and he said, wait a minute. Now Jesus said, it's me. Don't be afraid. It's me. And Peter grabbed a hold of that. He said, wait a minute. If it is you, see, he was putting this on a level that would not allow Jesus to back away. And that's what we do when we speak the word in our situation. God cannot back away. He is going to stand there and say, okay, all right. You have said you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I have said you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am going to obey. I am going to walk in the power. I'm going to release the ability that comes into your situation, and you will walk in freedom. God wants it for us. And Peter said, if it's you, bid me come. And this is what I really love about this translation. Here's what it said. He said, if it's really you, tell me to come to you by walking on water. Walking on the water. So Jesus said, okay, come. It's okay, come. That's all he had. Okay, come. Come on, give me some theology. No, that's the way God is. He's just so simple. The little kids upstairs, when I teach those guys, they do not back away. All they hear is, "What? I was healed by the stripes of Jesus? Well, okay then. I'm going to grandma laying hands on her. Bam! All of a sudden things are happening. Why? Because the word of God is believed. That's what Peter said. The word of God is believed. And all of a sudden, now he was a fisherman. He knew the waves big, wind strong, step in water, not a good plan. But he stepped out on something else. He stepped out on what God said to him. God said, come and walk on the water. That's what he was saying. And Peter stepped out of that boat and he stepped out on the word of God. When Pastor Don or Ms. Don talks about stepping out of the boat, it's stepping out on the word of God. What is God's word? He's going to cause everything that we put our hand to prosper. Everything. He doesn't qualify it. He said, what are you putting your hand to? Are you putting your hand to small groups? Well, then you're going to prosper. Good things are going to happen to you. Why? Because you are being obedient to the word of God. You're stepping on the word. That's what God's calling us to do. And that's what Peter did. He stepped on the word. And I'm telling you, just like us, Peter got out, man, he's walking on the water. Man, he's thinking, if I can do this all the time as a fisherman, whoo, look out. You know, I'm going to be victorious in this. So a lot of people think that Peter should have just kept going, which he should have, but he turned his attention from Jesus. He was there. Jesus had told him to walk on the water. He was on the water, but then he started to look at what? The waves and the wind. Oh, instead of watching Jesus, he was watching that. Now, you'd think Jesus said, well, drown then, you know. No, he's not that way with us. He says, I'm going to take him and I'm going to teach him. And Peter just said, Lord, help! And immediately, Jesus had his hand, pulled him up, and said, wait a minute. why did you have such small faith? What? He was walking. Have you noticed? We don't walk on water. Don't try it. You'll get wet. But I'm telling you, he had moved out in a faith that went from trusting Jesus to looking at the opposition. Each one of us have opposition that comes to us. It comes to us. And we have stepped out. And if you don't turn, if you don't stop, if you don't put your focus in the wrong area, but you stay with Jesus, you will go over every time. It will not be sometimes. It will not be maybe. It will happen every time for you. And I'm telling you, that's on the basis of the Word of God. God wants us to be victorious. He doesn't want us to come up halfway. He doesn't want us to have to stop and say, well, how else can we reach God? How else can I get there? And there's a lot of people doing that. But I'm here to tell you, it is in God. It's a simple thing. It's not hard to accomplish. I don't know about you, but I've had situations where I've come into things that are happening to me, you know, like the airplane falling, not good. There were other things like that, you know, where I was driving a big Mercury Marquis with bald tires. Not a good plan right there. Then it started raining, cats and dogs, I mean, really raining bad. So there was water on the road, and what do you suppose my car did? I changed the tires right away. But it went sideways, and it was another situation where I just had to call out to God. And God was the one that caused that car to come back and take the road back. It was hydroplaning, and it was going sideways, and you get in a car that size where it's actually going sideways, and you're looking out and thinking, this is not a good situation. So I countersteered, and you know, it was God in His mercy. God in His mercy. You know, sometimes we find ourselves in situations, things that we have done. I kept bald tires on that car. I thought, man, I'm saving myself a lot of money. That was brilliant. Well, no, not really. But it, you know, God wants us to know what to do. If we are aware of what the Word says about our situation, if we have that on the inside, that is what we'll stand on. That's what Peter did. When he stepped out, he knew that God had told him to come. He knew it. It didn't cross his mind. He said, you just come. And of course, That's the way we have to be with God. If we have it out, if we have some way of saying, oh, well, this is not going to happen. Have you noticed that you always fall into the it's not going to happen situation? Every time. If we leave ourselves an out, that's why we need to know what God says. And if we have that on the inside of us, when the opposition comes, and it will, opposition tries to stop you, that's when you stand up and you say, no, I am not going to allow that. That will not happen in this place. That will not happen in this house. That will not happen in where I am, because the greater one is on the inside of you. I work at as an AMP mechanic. I work on airplanes, and I was doing some airplanes, and the guy on the other side of the field, who was my, I have more bosses than you can shake a stick at, but this one boss on the other side of the field thought I was doing something mean to him. So he began to nitpick what I did. So if I changed the light bulb, he said, well, where's the sign off for the light bulb? You know, didn't really need to do that. But he started to put this into my boss's ear, boss on the other side, his ear, that I was doing a bad job for him, which I wasn't. But because of this coming against me, I realized I was walking outside of that place, and my boss had just said, are you really this incompetent? And Probably I was, but you know, anyhow, I said, no, when I stepped outside of that, all of a sudden the realization came to me, there's a spiritual force working against you. All of a sudden. And a lot of times we don't realize it, that the devil is trying to come against us, maybe in our workplace, maybe in our home, I don't know, wherever it is. The devil will try to sneak in and stop you where you're at. And I turned around and all of a sudden I came against that spiritual force and I said, in Jesus' name, I will not allow it. It will not any longer affect the way I work. And the next thing I knew, my boss on the other side came and apologized to me and said, oh, it wasn't you. And my boss on the where I was working came to me and said, oh, you're doing a good job. I'm like, really? It's the same job, you know. But praise God, we get to recognize these things. As we walk with God, we can see where the devil is trying to work against us. And when we get sight of that thing, don't hesitate to take your position in Christ, to stand up against that enemy and say, I will not allow it. It will not come. It will not be. I will stand against it. And then we get to stand. Having done all to stand, then we stand. And sometimes those waves will come. Sometimes things will come against you. But when you're standing and you're saying, no, I know exactly what the word says. Everything I put my hand to is blessed. And so I'm going to walk in that place. And so I did. And praise God, you can too. It's not confined to just somebody that is walking in some kind of a ministry situation. It's for every person. It's a perfect love that he grips us in. It's this love extends to every one of us. And it's, if you think it was perfection, just talk to my wife. She'll tell you. Yeah, I don't walk in perfection. Hallelujah. But, you know, praise God. Don't talk to my kids. I'll really be in trouble. But, you know, I'm here to tell you that God is the one. By the way, we are next week, next Saturday, it's going to be 45 years that I've been married to this young lady. I know I don't look old enough, but yeah, 45 years. Anyway, praise God. Don't laugh. No. praise God. You know, the Lord loves us and he holds us in this position. It is perfect love that is holding us. And his perfect love does not take into account our failures. Because if it did, I would have fallen a long time ago. I'd probably be hanging in that tree in the airplane still. But praise God, he has called us to victory, to a place of life, a place of victory, a place of mercy, a place of goodness. I'm telling you, the Lord is surrounding us with that, and he's saying, you can be victorious in your situation, no matter what it is. No matter where you're going, no matter what it seems like, you are going to experience my goodness, my blessing, my hand upon you, if you'll just let me. That's all we have to do, is we have to say, okay, I want God. I'm going to focus on him instead of focusing on the opposition that's coming against us. There's a lot of opposition out there. There's a lot of ways for the enemy to try to grab us and hold us and keep us from walking in his victory, in God's mercy. So we have to remember to stay in faith, even though we see the enemy coming against us and trying to keep us from God's blessing. We need to stay in that place called faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it's a substance. It is solid. In the supernatural, when we tie into it, this thing can work on our behalf, just like a wall was built up and a protection around us in a natural way. But we have a supernatural ability to step into this protection and put ourselves under that protection. We are under the protection of God. Why? Because we have chosen to look upon Him. We have chosen to believe what He says. It doesn't take a real deep theological understanding to do that. We can just do it as believers. We don't have to have gone to Bible college in order to be able to have that kind of faith. We simply need to believe what He says in His Word concerning us. Now, how do we do that? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So the Bible tells us that we need to hear what He says. If we get this inside of us, if we begin to look at what God says for us concerning our situation, we will find that there are answers here that are solid, that will not move, will not be sort of, a little bit, maybe. It's true for us. And that's what God says. He says He wants us to experience His best. He wants us to walk in that place of life. And if we choose that life, we begin to focus on God. We begin to hear what He says. God will help us to be victorious every time. Not maybe, not sometimes, not sort of, but every time. We are going to experience His best. You say, Well, you just don't know about my situation. I have experienced things that are bad. And I understand. Some of the things people are going through, I look at them and I think, I'm glad I'm not going through that. You know? I'm just glad I'm not there. But you know what? It doesn't matter what it is. God knows who you are and He knows what His Word says. And if you put those two together, you begin to exercise faith in that area, all of a sudden you're going to find that when that whatever it is, lack or pain or hurt, whatever it is, starts to try to grab a hold of you, you can resist that because you've got your eyes on the greater one. And the greater one is on the inside of you. If you've asked Jesus in your heart, then you know that He has come in. He says, I will come in to you and I will sup with you. That means He's going to be there and share what He has as you share what you have. It's an awesome place to walk. It's a place of life. It's a place of victory. It's a place of mercy. I want to be surrounded by those things. I want to have those things in my life. How about you? I'm telling you, I really believe that. I believe it to be what we are to have in our lives. We are in that position. And God has called us into that place to walk in that life, to experience His best. His love is extended to us. And all we have to do is step into that place. We say, okay, God, I see you. God does not live over here, okay? I'm just saying. But you understand what I mean. You've got to focus on God. And if we do that, then we get to stay in faith. And then we get to see the victory in every area of life. His mercy will surround us. He will grab us. He will hold us. And He will keep us in that position of life.